something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly
18 after
clear.
On this Tuesday. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. You know, it's interesting. Two interesting stories, gun stories today that I want to share with you. The first being Miss Sloan, this Hollywood movie that was supposed to be this and that, totally bombing. And then liberals, in places like the Liberal Gun Club, arming themselves. Can you imagine? We're going to talk about it with Dr. John Lott, my next guest here, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Great to talk to you. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Dr. Lott also wrote The War on Guns, but excellent resource, like all of his books, for such discussions. But Miss Sloan was this anti-gun film. It's the biggest bomb at the box office in an awfully long time. It pulled in a total of $1.8 million total in mass release. I mean, I don't know that I've ever heard of a movie doing that poorly. I could do that well in mass release.
Well, hopefully even better. But
hopefully.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's pretty amazing. They put a lot of money into it in advertising. The top 200 movies that were released over the last year, this was in the top 10 in terms of advertising dollars that they put into it. It surely got a huge amount of free news attention because of the... they'd say the timeliness of the issue and what have you. And yet, as you say, it was a complete bomb. During the second weekend of national release, it was averaging about 10 people per movie theater per day.
And two of those people were working at the movie theater.
So, yeah.
Big,
you know,
bomb.
Hard to find any other movie that had as much of a push behind it. In fact, if you look at the movies released over the last year, the ratio of advertising dollars per dollar of revenue that it got was the worst ratio of any of the top 200 movies that were released.
I think it just goes to show you that those in Hollywood believe that an anti-gun message, you know, deliver this woman's a, you know, an advocate, a person that's out there, anti-gun advocate on Capitol Hill, and she's, you know, fighting for the little guy nonsense. But anti-gun movies, you know, that whole notion as an idea for a film is a big bomb, period.
Well, it goes and it tells you something about the intensity of gun control advocates. You know, a movie that would be on the other side, you would think would actually do relatively well. But, you know, it just tells you how much people care about trying to push the anti-gun view.
Sure. Now, a couple of years ago, you and I stood in Las Vegas, and we chatted for quite some time there at the SHOT Show, which is the biggest gun show in the world, which is where all the gun manufacturers and ammunition manufacturers and accessories, they get together every year to show people what they got. And, of course, the stores come through and buy what they need. And during that time, we were seeing record numbers of background checks because at that time, the conventional thinking was that Hillary Clinton was most likely to become president. That was true through the last, you know, 18 months until Donald Trump actually won. So there was this thought that gun sales and so forth would drop off after Donald Trump actually won the election, but that has not happened. In fact, on Black Friday of this year,
right,
a record number of background checks, 185,713, were done. And clubs like the Liberal Gun Club, which is a real thing. This is not a joke. LiberalGunClub.com. You can look at it. They've been around for quite some time. You've got Pink Pistols, which is a gun rights group for gay people in America. You've got the National African American Gun Association. It had 14,000 members. It's growing. Pink Pistols is growing. The Liberal Gun Club is growing. All these liberal groups now suddenly have some affection for the Second Amendment. It's kind of a phenomenon.
Yeah, no, it is pretty amazing. Everybody thought it was going to fall after that. And as you say, the opposite happens, continue to set records. November was the 19th straight month that records have been set in gun sales. And it's interesting you bring this up because yesterday and the day before, I kind of went and looked at the background checks. And what you find is that the States, which the New York Times classifies as reliably Democrat, there were eight states in the District of Columbia, had over a 20% increase between October and November in background checks on gun sales, whereas the 19 states that they list as reliably Republican only had about a 4% increase. Now, part of that may be due to big sales in California as a result of the new law that they just passed. And some guns will be banned at the end of the year, so maybe people are going and buying them now while they're still legal. But the interesting thing is, even if you take California out of the mix, it's still like 13% increase in these heavily Democratic states versus 4 for the Republican ones, and that's still a pretty big difference there.
It is, and you know, the Pink Pistols, we've had their people on the program here because they became well known, and their numbers growing after the Pulse nightclub shooting when all those unarmed folks out for a night of entertainment got slaughtered. And so Pink Pistols have been growing, and then I look at, you know, the National African American Gun Association growing, and I'm fascinated by it because it's interesting to note the liberals became aware of something called the Constitution, which I think is good news for everybody. Just because it makes it for equal footing, I guess. And I'm welcoming them to the club, I guess. I'll give you the last word.
Sure. Well, you know, you look at a number of surveys over the last few years or so, you have seen a sea change in blacks and women's views on guns. If you ask people questions like, does owning a gun make you safer or not? Does it help reduce crime? There's just between 2012 and 2014, there was like about a 14 percentage point increase in black views favorable towards guns.
There you go, Dr. John Lott. Find out more at crimeresearch.org and buy the book, The War on Guns. Thank you, Doctor.